Hello, welcome once again to Leto's Law. I'm Steve Leto. People ask me all the time about wacky laws being passed, and they do pass wacky laws from time to time, and occasionally I mention that on this show. But I practice law in Michigan, so I pay very, very close attention to the laws that get passed in Michigan. And someone recently sent me a note and said, hey, Steve, there's a really strange bill going through the process right now that could become a law in Michigan, and it would outlaw nighttime boating on lakes in Michigan. I said, that can't possibly be true. That cannot possibly be true. And he said, well, look it up. It's House Bill number 4362. So the cool thing is I look stuff up when people mention things like this to me, and I track things down, and I do research to make sure I'm not just making stuff up here. And it turns out that, yes, in fact, in March 2019, right now, Representatives Shepard and LeGrand have referred to the Committee on Government Operations a bill. And the bill is House Bill number 4362. And it would amend some statutes that are on the books right now. And it says basically this. The department shall determine the hours of operation of all public boating access sites in or around public inland lakes. The department shall post a notice at the entrance of each public boating access site that states the regular hours of operation of that public boating access site. The notice shall be posted in a visible location, and the lettering of the notice shall be of a sufficient type size to be easily read by visitors. Okay? The operations of a vessel on a public inland lake is limited to between the hours of 8 a.m. and sunset, unless further limited by special rules promulgated by local ordinance recommended by the department under Section 80110. So let's break this down. The other stuff about font size is irrelevant. We don't care. Operation of a vessel on a public inland lake is limited to between the hours of 8 a.m. and sunset, unless further limited by special rules. So there could be a local ordinance making it even more cumbersome and burdensome, but at the very least, you could only boat between 8 a.m. and sunset on an inland lake in Michigan if this bill passes. People with boats right now are punching things, okay? But don't punch me. I'm not for this. And so I had a couple people send this to me and say, Steve, were you aware of this? And I saw some Facebook memes going up, and it's crazy because I've got a boat. I've got a canoe, but I don't canoe at night. But if you have a boat and it's got lights on it and you follow the laws, you're allowed to boat at night in Michigan on inland lakes. A lot of people do. And for instance, you get in your boat at sunset and you go out and watch the sunset from a boat. Or there are places that have fireworks that are very, very visible from a boat. So you go out and get in your boat, you go down, you watch the fireworks, you come back. That's boating at night. So if this law got passed, which it hasn't yet, if this law got passed, it would be illegal to boat except from 8 a.m. to sunset. By the way, the sun comes up before 8 a.m., still can't boat. You got to wait till 8 a.m. So as you might imagine, there was an uproar. I mentioned that there are Facebook memes going around. And I had people actually contact me and Steve, this can't be real. Somebody's misunderstanding this. So I went and read the language, and I read it several times, and you'll notice that it's just one sentence. One sentence. Operation of a vessel on a public inland lake is limited to between the hours of 8 a.m. and sunset, unless further limited, blah, blah, blah. One sentence. That's all this bill really does is one sentence. Okay? So as you might imagine, there's also groups out there that represent people who like to boat or use the lakes. So this is from the Michigan United Conservation Clubs. And current bill to restrict boating practices likely to change. So the uproar was so sudden and so vociferous that they are now looking at that one bad sentence in that short bill. And on March 13th, House Bill 4362 was introduced by Representative Jason Shepard of Temperance, Michigan. The bill was referred to the House Government Operations Committee, which he chairs, and has not had a hearing as of yet. As introduced, the bill would limit the operation of a vessel in public inland waters between the hours of sunset and 8 a.m. MUCC has been and will remain in contact with Representative Shepard's office. His staff has indicated that his intent is not to impact hunters and anglers. And then he issued a written statement. I recently introduced legislation that has caused some concern among the boating and fishing communities. I would like to clarify my intent for House Bill 4362. I understand politicians speak like politicians. But when you introduce a bill that has only one important sentence in it, that I can read and I can see with my own eyes, and I can see what it says, I don't need you to explain to me what your intent was when you wrote that sentence. But let's listen to his explanation. I have observed over the years that many inland lakes have set their own hours through DNR rules for activities such as high-speed boating and water skiing. These activities are prohibited in many lakes from the hours of 6:30 p.m. until 10 a.m. the following day. Many of these rules were adopted in the mid-1960s, and clearly these hours do not represent today's families and their schedules. I introduced HB 4362 to allow for more time to enjoy on Michigan's inland lakes. Unfortunately, the way the bill was written does the opposite. You had one job. You wrote one sentence. You got it backwards. Why don't you just say, oh my gosh, we did it backwards. We screwed up. But no, 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 no. I introduced the bill to allow for more time on Michigan's inland lakes. Unfortunately, the way the bill was written does the opposite. Notice the passive language, the way the bill was written. Please know that I'm in the process of drafting alternative language to more clearly attain my goal of making our state's water more accessible to all. So, the Michigan United Conservation Clubs is supportive of Representative Shepard's intent to preserve and possibly expand boating access for hunters and anglers, as put forth in his statement. I would suggest that perhaps everybody who likes to boat, not just hunters and anglers, but, you know, these people have an agenda too. We look forward to working with him to ensure that the woods, I'm sorry, I was going to talk about woods also, that the words on the paper match the intended purpose of the bill. Well, they kind of have to, because the words on the paper are what become law. It's not the intent or the thoughts or the misguided, jumbled thoughts somebody has. It's the words that they put on the paper that count, because that's what becomes the bill. In its current form, however, MUCC opposes the bill because of the impact it would have on bow fishers, walleye and catfish anglers, duck hunters, and many others whose pursuits involve boating from sunset until 8 a.m. So I poked around a little bit more, and I believe that the representative who submitted this bill blamed it on the people who drafted it. But, you know, when you hire someone else to do your work for you, like committee members or I guess it'd be staff members, and then you put your name on it, you don't blame them when the stuff hits the fan. You know, I've had paralegals and law clerks working for me who draft a document, a first draft of a document, and then I'll read it, clean it up, and sign my name to it. And then I file it with the court. And if the court came back and said, hey, Mr. Leto, this document you signed has got a problem in it, I would not say, well, Your Honor, my intent was not. Perhaps I should explain my intent about these words on the paper because the words on the paper didn't match my intent. The judge would just go, shut up. Shut up. Your name is on it. It's yours. Own it. So as proposed right now, House Bill 4362 would prohibit you from boating in Michigan from sunset until 6 a.m., 8 a.m. You could not boat. You could not boat for any purpose on an inland lake from sunset till 8 a.m. Whether that's what he intended or not, who knows? Who cares? It's stupid the way it's drafted, okay? And if he didn't mean to draft it that way, maybe he should have read it before he submitted it to the committee because, as I pointed out, it's only one sentence. He only had to read one sentence. So it looks complicated when you realize, hey, that's almost two pages. But you have to look at how they draft bills in Michigan and realize that these words, all of these words, only equal one page of text. And this is definitional, definitional, definitional. This is about the font size. There's one sentence here. One sentence. All he had to do was read one sentence. And by the way, notice I didn't say he didn't have to write the one sentence. He could have let someone else draft the sentence for him. I understand that a sentence is filled up with words. And if there's a lot of words in a sentence can be very complicated. I've seen some sentences that are very long. They take a while to understand. And you've got to read it over and over and over again to get the full meaning of the sentence. So perhaps when the legislator had someone else draft a sentence for him, and he looked at it and noticed it said, operation of a vessel on a public inland lake is limited between the hours of 8 a.m. and sunset. That's very confusing and confounding. If he didn't understand the only sentence that mattered in his bill, maybe he should have gone and found an adult to read it to him, or hired an attorney to read it to him, or to ask one of his fellow legislators, maybe somebody with a little more time in the building, and say, could you read the sentence? It confuses me, it confounds me. I'm not sure what it says. I guess a better question is, should a legislator be submitting legislation that he doesn't understand? Because he drafted it. Because although bills do eventually become laws, and a law that becomes the law of the state or the nation, the law is on the law books. It doesn't have an author in that sense because it's been passed in the process and, you know, all that stuff. But if you're the one who drafts the bill and those are your words on paper and you don't understand them, that's a problem. And if you do understand them, it's a problem. There's a massive, massive disconnect here. So as it stands right now, there's a really, really stupid bill in Lansing that's in a committee someplace. It looks like it might get fixed. But I can't imagine that's going to fix the real problem here. So I'll follow this as it progresses. We'll see what happens. Questions or comments, put them below. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.